Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous year. This is the 10th Shir, Rambam Hilchos Malachim Perkei Halacha Ches. And we're going to continue where we left off. We like to answer the Kasha Lechem Mishnah, Sanhedrin 18:2. He asked in the Gemara in Tzmura 4b that Rav Dimi said that Lav Shinit Eglesa, you don't get Malchus. And Abai said, is that true? Tzmura is a Lav Shinit Eglesa, and you do get Malchus. And the Gemara says, you know why you get Malchus by Tzmura? Because there's only one assay of it becoming holy, and there are two laws that says lechafin of loyomiroisai, and so paskins the Rambam, or because the lab encompasses more than the essay, the lab applies using the tzibur and shutfin. So frek the lechem mishnah lechur, the whole kasha of the gemara is only according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that tumur is a lav she yesh bo ma'ase, and there's no gzeris, special gzeris hakasuv that by malchus you get malchus for tumura, and the kasha is that beseder is a lav she yesh bo ma'ase, but it's not a glasse. So you shouldn't get Malchus. But if, anyway, it's a lav shein bo ma'ase, and the reason you're getting Malchus is because Xeris HaKosu, so there's no kasha from Nitik Lase, because it's Xeris HaKosu, and the Rambam Paskin's taka there's Xeris HaKosu. So what's the kasha for this Nitik Lase? You're getting Malchus is Xeris HaKosu. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two is, the Rambam says that it's Xeris HaKosu, but if there's a possibility of Mechayiv by Tumura, why does the Gemara, Tumura 3a, Pabutsiya 91a, establish the mission in Tumura 2a, that you get Malchus as being according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Lav Shein Bo Ma'ase, like in Halav, Mapitom, by Tumura, it's Xeris HaKosav. That's why you get Malchus. Not because of Lav Shein Bo Ma'ase, like in Halav, Xeris HaKosav. The Lechem Mishnah and Schiris 13.2 is omitted on this. Also, we don't have an explicit Yalfusa to be Mechayiv Malchus by Tumura. There are various suggestions. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that it's derived from a Gemara in Tumura and Daf Yud Zayin, that we learn that Shogeg is like Meiz Lekavei Tumura. He said it's a Nafkamina from Malchus. The Amudei Oren Simit Samachal, Siv Kotenfeld brings in the Gemara in Tumura and P2B, a Reboi Lenashim, and he says the only Nafkamina. He says it's going to be a Nafkamina for only for Malchus. The fact that there's a Reboi for Nashim for Tumura, he says, Nafkamina for Malchus. So from there you get, from these two sources, very vague, but you get that there's Malchus. So the Rambam has a Alfusa, but it's not an explicit Alfusa. You're getting Malchus for Tumura. It's like derived from other Alfusas. So we'd like to explain as follows. That if the lav of Tumura was mufka from Malchus, because it's not similar to the lav of Chasima, although Sachsim Shorbadisho, if that's why you're not getting Malchus for Tumura, because it's not done with the lav of Chasima, and therefore it's not included in those lavim for which you get Malchus, we would not have darshan from these psukim to be mechayiv in Malchus. Because Balav Hachi, we don't have an explicit pasuk. And it's not similar to the Lav of Chasima. So therefore, you shouldn't get Malchus. Only if you learn that B'tibur is Abed Maisa, that the Tibur does a Maisa because it changes it from Chulin to Kachim. And therefore, it's considered a Pula, it's considered active and not passive. That's what we've been speaking about the last 9 Jirim, a lot of them. That it has to be active and not passive. And that's what makes it similar to the Lav of Chasima. But we said, in addition to being active, that makes it a chomer halav, it's more chomer. But there's also tanai, that you also have to do a maisa, that has to be an action. So then you can use these drushes. That the drushes tell you that by tomorrow you don't need to fulfill this tanai. And you get malchus despite the fact that there's not an action, just that it's active. And as we said, the fact that it's b'tibur avid esavid maisa makes it active. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan means when he says, Al tisni meimar. Don't learn Tumura, because b'dibur es avid ma'is, and as we have no explicit ribui, like the other two cases, like Nishba and Makalel, and you get Malchus only because b'dibur es avid ma'is. And then you can use those yalfuses also to tell you this this chiddush, that those vague yalfuses to tell you the chiddush that they get Malchus, but only because B'dibur is Abed Ma'isa. No, explicitly Alfusa. That's only because of the Dibur Avos Avid Maisa that we can derive vaguely from those other Alfusas. And this Chisaron, the Pasuk is going to be effective to teach us that you get Malchus. It's lacking, it's not an action, but it's you still get Malchus because it's your active. And therefore Abaye is the good Kasha from Nitta Klasse. Because Abaye said it's not like the Lav of Chasima. And if it's not like the Lav of Chasima, then you're not getting Malchus. Because here it's Nitta Klasse. So Abaye is bothered. Why do you get that? Now you don't have a Pasuk anymore. The Rabbis. You can only use those vague psukim l'rabbis if it's similar to the Heiliger Chasima. The moment you say that it's Lamanit Glesa, it's not similar to Chasima anymore. And maybe the pas psukim aren't going to help you. It's not an explicit Yalfusa. It's derived from a different Yalfusa. Again, if you want to see what they are, you can look in the Rebbe Akiva Eiger, Tshuva Samud Aaron, Simit Samach Aleph, Sifkot and Vav. So it turns out that Abaye had a good question on the Gemara from Nitta Klasse, because he's trying to say that it's not Dumi Delav Dechasima. If it's not Dumi Delav Dechasima, then we don't have a pasuk anymore to, only if it's Dumi Delav Dechasima do we have, again, it's a vague Yalfusa. It's not a direct Yalfusa. It's only an indirect Yalfusa. The one that the Mudeor and Rebbe Kivega bring. Each one a different one. We're only able to use that Yalfusa if it's similar to Lav Dechasima. It's in Tikkel Asse, it's not similar to Lav Dechasima. And therefore you shouldn't get Malchus. For that we have no Pasuk. If it's in Tikkel Asse. So Abaye had a good Kasha. And we can also answer what it says in the Gemara in Bav Metzia Daf Tzadi Amud Aleph, that according to Reish Lakish, that Chasima B'Kol Loi Laki, that if you do Chasima B'Kol, you don't get Malchus. So the Mishnah in Tumur is going according to Rabbi Yochanan, who holds, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds, the Lav Shem Bo Maisa Loikin Aleph. And according to Reish Lakish, that Chasima B'Kol, you don't get Malchus. If Reish Lakish is correct, the Gemara is bothered that Chasma B'Kol, you don't get Malchus, so why are you getting Malchus in the Mishnah and Temura? That's also B'Kol, that's Temura, that's Temura's B'Kol. So the Gemara says, because like Rabbi Huda, who says, Lav Shem B'Maisa Loikin Olav. So why do you have to come on to Lav Shem B'Maisa Loikin Olav? Say it's like the Rambam that it's Xeris HaKasuv. So the answer is that Reish Lakish, who patters B'Chasima, holds that it's not because he says that even though there's a pu'ula, nevertheless you don't get Malchus. Because even though it's active, you don't get Malchus because there's no Maisa. And Reish Lakish argues with what the Magid Mishnah writes, that Bedas Rav Yochanan, that it's enough that you have Malchus in this lav. The moment you have Malchus in this lav, Magid Mishnah says, so then you get it even without a Maisa. And it's not that he doesn't agree with that, and he holds that there's a Pula, and you're not getting Malchus because there's a Chisar and Maisa, and he doesn't hold that if there could be a Maisa, then you get Malchus even if there's no Maisa. I mean, you get Malchus as long as you're active, even without an action, as long as there would be a scenario where you get Malchus if there was an action. That's not the way Rabbi Shlakish holds. But rather, Reish Lakish holds that it's not considered b'chlal active. He holds that Tumor is not considered active. And therefore it doesn't help that there's Malchus. It doesn't help that there's Malchus because it's not active. Remember we said the whole Yisod that we've been talking about is that the only way you're going to get Malchus when there you could you when there's no ma'isa, and it, when but there could be a ma'isa, is when even if there's no ma'isa, there's you're active even though there's no action. And Rish Lakish will say hold that he holds it's not you're not even considered that you're active, not considered a pula, and therefore it doesn't help that you have malchus in this life. And according to Rish Lakish, tmura then is not similar to the lav of chasima. And if it's not similar, right? Because by lav of chasima, you're being active, and by tmura you're not. And therefore, since it's not similar to chasima, there's no ribu in the pasuk. You're mechayiv by tmura. It's only going to be a ribu if it's similar to chasima. But here it's not similar to chasima because you're not even considered active. And therefore it's muchruch that the Mishnah, that's Machayev Malkus by Tmura, holds like the Mandar or Lav Shem or Maisa Lokanala. And you can't say, according to Reish Lakish, it's Migzeres HaKasuv. Because there would be no Gzeres HaKasuv, because Reish Lakish holds is only going to be Gzeres HaKasuv if it's similar to Chasima, insofar as that you're active. But here you're not even considered that you're active. Just speaking is not considered that you're active. Sloka that's considered passive. And Mimela, you can't learn from the Gzeres HaKasuv. So he has to come on to the fact that it's a Lav Shem Bo Maisa like an Olav. And with this, we can also answer what the, we. So we answered our kashas of what we had before. Right? In other words, before we had a kasha that the whole Mahalach of the Gemara is only according to. Rabbi Yochanan who holds Tumur is a Lav Shish B'mais, and there's no Gzeres HaKasuv, so we're bothered by the fact that it's a Lav Nitik L'Aseh. So you shouldn't be getting Malkus. But who holds Gzeres HaKasuv? Who cares Lav Nitik L'Aseh? The answer is no. That it's true the Rambam holds Gzeres HaKasuv, but it's not. But it's only going to be Gzeres HaKasuv if it's not a Lav Nitik L'Aseh. Because if it's a lav nitik lesser, you're not going to be able to make that Gzeres HaKasuv. Because you're only learning, it's not a direct yalfusa. You're only going to be able to make that yalfusa if it's similar to the lav of chasima. And that it's not a gezeil lav shem bo ma'isa. If you say it's a lav nitik lesser. But if you say it's a lav nitik lesser, it's not similar to lav of chasima, then you can't learn from those yalfusas. That's the Gemara's kasha. And we also asked if there's a pasuk mechayev by tumur. Why does the Gemara say that you're getting malchus arba'in by tumur, like Rabbi Yehuda holds lav shem ma'aser loikin olav? Tumur is gzeiros hakasev. And we also answered why do the Gemara have to establish it according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Lav Shem Ma'aser Lokein Olav, that's like a Reish Lakish. In other words, the Gemara's kasha was according to Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish holds Chasma B'kol, you don't get Malkus. So why are you getting Malkus by Tmura? And the Gemara's answer is like Rabbi Yehuda, the Lav Shem Ma'aser Lokein Olav. And why not from Gezeirus HaKasuv like the Rambam? So the answer is because this is all according to Reish Lakish. Because Reish Lakish, you're not considered active. If you're not considered active, you don't have Gezeirus HaKasuv. You only have Gezeirus HaKasuv if you only have Gzeres HaKasuv if you're active and it's similar to the Lav of Chasima, then you can learn from the Gzeres HaKasuv that you're going to be getting Malkus, despite the fact that there's no action. That's what the Gzeres HaKasuv is going to tell you. These drushes. That you don't need this Tanai of it being in action, it's enough if it has Chomer La that it's active. Reish Lakish holds that it's Bechal not active. And Mimela, he can't learn from Gzeres HaKasuv. So he has to go like Rabbi Yehuda, Lav Shem Ma'aser Lokein Olav. Lav Shem Ma'aser Lokein Olav. According to the Rambam, who holds that it is active, so maybe he can learn from the Xeris HaKosov. And now we can also answer the Latzah Rambam. If you're makdim tumor lebikurim, you don't get malchus. Even though b'dibur asab in ma'isa, so why aren't you getting malchus? If you're makdim tumor lebikurim, l'das harambam, there's no reason to be mechayiv. The only reason you're mechayiv by tumor is because of zeres hakasav. Umaze inyan lemakdim tumor lemakdim, that there's no zeres hakasav. And according to the Rambam, so if you're only getting Malkus by Tumura because it was Eros HaKosev, not because of B'dibur Sabin Maisa. So what's the Gemara's Kasher of Makdim Tumura the Bikurim? There's no Eros HaKosev. So in the Sefer Maisa Choshev, Masechet Truma, he applied to the Tzarechim. However, in the Perish of Ben Gershom or Agoyla and Daf Gimel, right, he writes that the Kasha of the Gemara is not talking about somebody who's actually mafresh. It's talking about somebody who does it with his eyes. Now he's saying, "Tzadze v'chol shem truma," because mafresh is a ma'isa mamish. And there, anyway, b'lavach he gets malchus. Even that's the reason of the dibur sabin ma'isa. He's doing a ma'isa. Oh, so now, according to the Magad Mishnah, that as long as we have a scenario where it could be done alei ma'isa, you get malchus without a ma'isa, but nevertheless, we said that it's not, that we only say this if there's a pula, meaning if you're active. If you could get malchus with an action, then you get malchus even if you don't do an action, as long as you were active, and even though it's not considered an action. So now the Gemara is asking Gavaldik Akasha that if tamura is a pula, because b'dibur sabin ma'isa, which is what the Rambam holds, right? The Rambam holds it's tamura is a pula. It's called an act, being active, because you were sabin ma'isa. So maktim truma lebikurim is also considered active, and therefore, since we're not lacking the fact that it's active, so you should be getting malchus because of the klal of the Magid Mishnah. Again, what's the klal of the Magid Mishnah? Magid Mishnah is if you get a malchus with a ma'isa, you get malchus without a ma'isa. You get malchus with a ma'isa, you get a malchus without a ma'isa. But that's provided that when you're not doing the ma'isa, you're active even though it's not an action. So that's what Gemara wants to say over here. Mara is saying, you're makdim truma lebikurim. Why aren't you getting malchus? B'dibur sabin ma'isa. And if it's b'dibur sabin ma'isa, what does that mean? It means that you're active. If you're active, so by tumura, we have zeros hakosav. That's enough to be active, even though it's not an action. But here, we have a different reason why you're going to be chayiv. Malchus. Because of the Magid Mishnah's klal. Here, you could do it with an action. And therefore, as long as you're active, which you are, because b'dibur sabin ma'isa, you should be getting malchus. And that's the Gemara's kasha. So there's a raya brewer for our explanation of the Magad Mishnah. The fact that Gemara asked this kasha. Right? The Gemara is asking the kasha, you're makin shrim lebikurim, you should get malchus. Because with the Bura Sabid Maisa. And what the Bura Sabid Maisa is telling us is that, right, what's the Gemara's kasha b'chal? It's because the Rambam called the Rambam Zerus by tomorrow. The answer is no. The Bura Sabid Maisa, and that makes it active. Once it's active, you should be getting malchus if you could do it with a ma'isa and get malchus, then even without a ma'isa, you get malchus as long as you're active. When you're a sabid ma'isa, you're active. So maybe you should be getting malchus. But again, you need this tenai of being active, even though it's not an action. So that's stage 10 of our journey. Super awesome. And if God is kind to us, and God is always kind to us, and Mir Tashem, we are going to go weiter. We're going to tanz around in some really, really gishmak and yanim. And I thank you for sticking with me till now. And please, God, we will see more and more in the flow. It's Mitaraz Hashem, Yisbarach Shemai. Thank you so much for listening, beloved friends. Shalom, shalom.